My conference notebook. The best things in this life are centered on Jesus Christ and understanding the eternal truths of who He is and who we are in our relationship with Him. Elder Jack N. Girard of the 70. Now is the time. Ensign, November 2018, page 109. 12 new temples announced. President Russell M. Nelson announced plans to build 12 new temples, the largest number of temples ever announced on the same day. The new temples will be built in Auckland, New Zealand, Davao, Philippines, Lagos, Nigeria, Mendoza, Argentina, Phnom Penh, Cambodia, Praia, Cape Verde, Puebla, Mexico, Salvador, Brazil, San Juan, Puerto Rico, Washington County, Utah, USA, Yigo, Guam, Yuba City, California, USA. Ponder this. Are we giving our all to the Lord without reservation? Christina B. Franco, Second Counselor in the Primary General Presidency, The Joy of Unselfish Service, Ensign November 2018, page 56. Share your thoughts on the Ensign Facebook page or record them in your journal. Diving deeper. Taking His name. President Russell M. Nelson reminded us of the importance of taking the Savior's name upon ourselves, both as disciples of Christ and as members of His church. When we omit His name from His church, we are inadvertently removing Him as the central focus of our lives, he said. Taking the Savior's name upon us includes declaring and witnessing to others, through our actions and our words, that Jesus is the Christ. The correct name of the church, Ensign November 2018, page 88. Many other leaders also invited us to ponder how we might better take His name upon ourselves. President Henry B. Eyring invited us to ask ourselves two questions. What must I be doing to take His name upon me? And how will I know when I'm making progress? Elder Robert C. Gay offered three ways we can take the Savior's name upon ourselves. Elder Paul B. Piper taught what it means to truly take the name of Jesus Christ. Consider recording in your journal your thoughts and feelings while studying what it means to take the Lord's name upon you. Try it. Here are a few invitations we heard from General Conference. Consider reviewing the talks to add to this list of invitations. Consider what we can do to become more embracing, accepting, and helpful to new friends, starting this very next Sunday. Ulysses Soros. Thoroughly and thoughtfully read this revelation of the vision of the redemption of the dead found in Doctrine and Covenants, section 138. M. Russell Ballard. Return to the Lord's house with your wounded heart and your family names as frequently as possible. Neil L. Anderson. My conference to-dos. A friend told me that while reading the conference messages, he makes a list of what our church leaders have asked us to do. Then he uses the list to set goals that will help him follow their counsel. I decided to start my own list. It has made a difference for me as I ponder the messages and consider what action I need to take. It really helps me focus on what's most important. Edna Washburn, Utah, USA. Answers to questions. I used to have a testimony, but lately it's been harder to believe God is there. Can my faith ever be as strong as it once was? For some, the act of believing is difficult. Sometimes our pride gets in the way. Perhaps we think that because we are intelligent, educated, or experienced, we simply cannot believe in God. And we begin to look at religion as a foolish tradition. In my experience, belief is not so much like a painting we look at and admire and about which we discuss and theorize. It's more like a plow that we take into the fields and by the sweat of our brow create furrows in the earth that accept seeds and bear fruit that shall remain. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. This is the promise to all who seek to believe. Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf. What questions did you have that were answered at conference? Share your experience on facebook.com/enzyme.magazine. What are you doing differently because of what you learned at General Conference? Submit your story at enzyme.lds.org or share it on facebook.com/enzyme.magazine. End of My Conference Notebook, read by April Johnson.